101.
Timmy Geithner says there's still time and it's still needed. Global bank reform, that is. The Treasury Secretary, what's up with that? We'll give you the skinny. Also, wouldn't it be cool to be one of those 2,000 people throwing the snowballs in that big fight in Washington? It looked pretty fun. It was all in good fun. Nobody got hurt. It was kind of a photo op deal, but it's amazing how the nation's capital, Philadelphia, Maryland, and some of those areas were just slammed with snow, 32 inches in some case, and in the next couple of days, they're supposed to get hit once again. Sadly, there were also some mass casualties reported following an explosion of the Connecticut power plant. We'll talk about that certainly. And the Super Bowl. Who dat? How about those Saints? As they did the job. They took it away from Peyton Manning. Sweet! I love that underdog. 31-17. Just a little tiny snippet of that in the beginning so you can hear what it sounded like on Fox, the analogy afterwards. Here it is.
We are Fox
For FoxSports.com, Super Bowl coverage powered by the all-new Honda Accord Cross Tour. I'm Laura Oakman, joined by Adam Schein and Alex Marvez, and we've been breaking it down all week, position by position, who has the edge. So let's just get to it, and let's go with predictions. How do you see this one playing out Sunday?
You never have that feeling that you look at a team on paper, the Indianapolis Colts, and I think on paper they win this game. But we're not playing the game on paper. And I get that whole team of destiny type thing going. I look at the New Orleans Saints. I see that the whole vibe around that city, the excitement surrounding this team, the offensive firepower that they have, the fact that Dwight Freeney is really questionable for this game. I'm thinking the Saints have good mojo. And that's really, I can break it down X and O's wise, but I think it all comes down to mojo. I'm picking Saints 30, Colts 27.
Wow.
All right, so... actually, Alex has been a guest on a couple of my shows, and Adam Schein I used to work with at the Fan, and most of those guys were all picking the Colts, but it wasn't the Colts in the end, it was the Saints. The best picture ever, honestly, you have to go to the internet or pick up a paper and look at this photograph. There's a picture of Drew Brees, there was video of this after the game, with his young son, tiny, tiny little boy. He had tears in his eyes, and the kid had on headphones. He had Breeze, a T-shirt that he was wearing, and he had these headphones over his ears because, of course, of all the noise. And you could tell Breeze was just overwhelmed. So they win the Super Bowl. How about that? Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don. Ah, Don. Don, if you call back, we'll give you a free pass. I'll tell you. 800-259-5791. I'm sure he had some thoughts on that Super Bowl for sure. So anyway, as I mentioned, the big game on Sunday turned to fall in favor of the Saints, the NFL champions after 42 years, or seasons basically, of futility. So they get to the Super Bowl and they win the Super Bowl. And it's funny, but Breeze was pretty precise, and he did a good job leading the Saints. It was that mistake by Peyton Manning, which is so crazy. He's the son of the beloved former Saint quarterback, who they never won the Super Bowl, of course, Archie Manning, and he's picked off by a corner, and that was really the icing on the cake with a couple of minutes left in the game. So there was really no chance of a comeback there. So the Saints had a 2-yard touchdown pass to Jeremy Shockey, the former Giant tight end who got to watch them win the Super Bowl a couple of years ago from a luxury box while he was injured. So it was payday for the Saints. Speaking of paydays, I mentioned this right at the top, Tim Geithner and what Geithner is saying about what has to happen with currency and what's happening with the Treasury and, you know, roll that into jobs and a whole slew of other things. And scary to me, honestly, is, and I say this, I know I've said this at least a couple times a week, but it's worth saying again. I don't think people really realize it. Our monetary system, man, it is so teetering on the brink. You have the Chinese who really want another global, you know, currency, and they're not the only ones. You have the devaluation of the dollar. You have the money that we owe the Chinese, the debt that they had to buy up, they bought up, and how they, I believe, have us dangling on a very thin, thin thread, if you will. And the situation with these big banks and the big bailouts and the fury over the three dreaded letters and the deal with Goldman Sachs and Goldman Sachs bleeding them dry. Therefore, they got billions more when there was the ultimately the bailout and the rage that so many of us just can't get over. It's like a bitter divorce. We just can't get over the slap in the face, I think, of the bailout for a lot of people. And the reason is because of the bonuses. Once the bonuses were laid out there, and that was the mistake. Once you heard about the bonuses, then all the, you know, the gloves were off basically across the board. Because almost anybody you asked would make that comment about how outrageous it was and what kind of deal was cut and how furious we are. And then why don't you just give the American people a check? It would have been the best way to go. And to me, when I look at Geithner, the biggest problem with the Treasury Secretary is they're always so defensive. They're always so defensive and about the bogus moves that they have made, like with the stimulus. And Scott Brown, when he's sworn in, he talks about what we always talk about in America Tonight, that the stimulus failed. The stimulus package didn't create the jobs they said they were going to create. So you're talking about losing more money, spending more money. Where are the jobs? Where's the job growth? When does that happen? There have been more jobs lost under the Obama reign than gained. So I think it is a reflection of the stimulus package. Now, Geithner has a different view on that and a different view on jobs and the track that we're on. But this is, if we go back and string all the sound bites together, we've heard this song and dance before. It's nothing new. It has a little bit of a different twist. That's it. You know, the Wall Street guys, the bankers, the CEOs, they're just getting richer. They're just getting richer. To me, Obama needed to make a bold move and still needs to do that. He needs to start cleaning house with some of these people. And Tim Geithner is one of the guys that should go. He can't do anything about Ben Bernanke, obviously, because he was reconfirmed. But you've got Tim Geithner, who could easily be slipped out of that administration, put someone else in there. And I said this last week, my cry was Eric Holder, the attorney general, has to go. They don't think this 9/11 trial thing through. Then they talk about moving the venue. Oops, now, no, we can't, we're not sure we're going to move the venue. You know, they can't make their minds. And then the mayor's not on board. First he is, and then he says, oh, no, not when they realize how much money they're going to have to pay. There's too much waffling there. So I would say, of all of, and this is a great discussion to have, if you could pick, you get two people to pick off in the administration, two pink slips. Hey, everybody makes mistakes when they hire. So if you're the president, who do you get rid of? Do you get rid of Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security? Do you get rid of Eric Holder, the Attorney General? Do you get rid of Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury? Who goes? Who has to go? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Peter Kranschnabel here from Midas Resources, and today is February 5th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,061.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,090.48, $545.24 for a half ounce, and $272.62 for a quarter ounce. That is $1,090.48, $545.24, and $272.62.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I don't know why, but this is like one of those songs that I crank up in the car. I mean, I hate to admit that. I know you guys are laughing there right now. But it's, I don't know why. There's something about that tune that I just crank it up when I hear it occasionally in the car. And it doesn't fall in line with the kind of music I normally listen to, but I like that. I think the first place I heard it was like one of the Star Trek movies or something. I don't know. Sidetracked. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we're talking about a whole bunch of different things. What else is new? Water cooler buzz at its best, we like to say. And lots of politics mixed in with what's going on around the country and, of course, the Super Bowl and the reaction to that. I was talking about who would you replace from the Obama camp? If you're, you know, you're the president, you're falling in the polls. Let's face it, some of your people are just not the right. I don't think they're the right people in place. Now he's backing them up, so I guess nobody's getting the axe. But Tim Geithner, Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security. I think that was a mistake to begin with. There in the Geithner case, I don't like any of the stuff he's dealing with, and I think he's weaselly. I think the tunes that he's singing, there's something about. This sounds funny, but they hire experts to look at juries and to look at their expressions. I'm sorry. Tim Geithner, to me, is not transparent. If anything, he has definitely got something up his sleeve. So the dealings before and then taking the job, and, you know, we could argue with that. But we could let all that go if it wasn't so shady, all the AIG stuff. I mean, there's things you could probably let go. But he didn't do his job right. I mean, he covered up the stuff on Wall Street. He put it under the rug. So he wasn't serving the taxpayers' interest. He doesn't serve my interest, your interest. We're the taxpayers, for goodness sake. We are. We the people. We're the government. Just not right. I mean, tragically, these appointees shouldn't have been in there. There's no way. It's like the bailout crime. So they're the guys who are winning, and I think Geithner needs to be replaced. He is a Wall Street cat. We need a break from all this ridiculous backward Wall Street thinking about building the economy. We're the ones that are getting we're the ones who are the victims of the great American ripoff. And they're not building the economy. I can't, listening to this guy, I don't find a shred of anything he says that I think is going to be effective. Now, having said that, and Tim Geithner, by the way, called out Scott Brown for his criticism of the stimulus. Here's a little bit of what I caught earlier in the day on some of the stuff that Geithner said to ABC. He did an exclusive with Jake Tapper, and he sat down with him, and he talked about jobs and talked about, you know, are they doing enough? And here's what Timmy had to say.
Oh, I don't think there's any basis for that judgment. I mean, again, just think where we were. January of 2009, 750,000 Americans losing their jobs. We have an economy that's growing again. With growth, you're going to see jobs created. We already saw some a month where we had positive job growth. But, you know, it's going to take a while. It took a long time for these problems to develop. They're going to take some time to heal. But we're in a much stronger position today. But our priority has to be, and I think you see broad recognition of this now, is to make sure we're working very hard to make sure that we're seeing this growth translate into more jobs to reach more Americans. Oh, absolutely. Again, look what the president proposed. The president proposed to cap non-security discretionary
it's
spending.
It's only 1/8 of the budget.
No, but that's a very important thing to do, and that requires, you know, we have very tough choices to make, and we outline in that budget some things that are going to be very unpopular and hard for people to make people understand and recognize we have some tough choices to make. We worked with Congress, and the House passed yesterday the restoration of basic disciplines in budgeting that all Americans live with, so that we have to make sure we pay for new programs. You're seeing, again, across the political spectrum now, a basic recognition that deficits matter. Very good for people to understand, again, that deficits matter, that tax cuts aren't free, got to pay for our programs. And we propose in the budget some important steps to restore some basic fairness to our tax code and begin the process of bringing down those deficits. And again, the president's budget proposes to bring the deficit down from its current levels very, very sharply to below 4% of GDP over the next 4 years or so. And we want to work with Congress to set up a bipartisan commission to try to make sure that we're going beyond that to address our long-term problem.
Yeah, I just can't go there with Geithner anymore. I think his interests do not lie at all with the American people. The bottom line is it's always tricky and it's always maneuvering around Wall Street somehow. Ultimately, he shouldn't be in the position of the Treasury Secretary in the first place. And I keep thinking that we see these results over and over and over again, and the defensiveness on the stimulus. And of course, I can see why that is, because the stimulus was a great big flop. And what are the signs that we're seeing that jobs are turning around? Earlier in the evening, I went to a little Super Bowl party, and four out of the seven guys who were there were out of work, and their wives were working and keeping the household afloat, but for different reasons. One was mortgage, one was construction, one was a sales industry person, and somebody else was in construction. And they talked about, somehow it came up, it talked about different guys talked about how they had tried to, you know, that they're still looking for jobs, trying to find them, their buddies helping them here and there, and they're getting a nickel and a dime here, but that they just cannot find anything. And of course, you look at the financial crisis that keeps moving, that just keeps moving along. And then you read the stories. I posted a little blurb about it on my website, if you go to americatonight.net, and you keep hearing about these stories, Goldman Sachs pushing AIG right to the brink of the collapse because they demanded all this money. They wanted all this cash from them, from the insurer. And, you know, you look at you look at what's happening, and you know that we're in trouble when we're told that the economic problems in Spain and Portugal and Greece, the most indebted countries in the Eurozone, are likely to remain safely contained in those nations. And what they say is, you hear the same, you heard the same stuff in 2007 from supposedly people who knew what they were talking about financially, about the subprime mortgage mess. And both Bernanke and Paulson and the Treasury Secretary, the then Treasury Secretary, rolled out all of them to reassure investors that troubles in the mortgage industry wouldn't hit the rest of the economy. Baloney. We know, you know, now we're all crashing back down to earth, and also we're over leveraged in other places. So we are interconnected to this global economy, whether we like it or not, and the financial markets, and investors have to, you know, they're, you look at what happened the other day in the big tank, and they're looking to what to do, and deleveraging that started a couple of years ago continues around the world. So, you know, there was a slightly, I hate to even say that, upbeat job report on Friday, but it's not enough to make things move. You've got fear in those places I mentioned, in Spain and Greece and Portugal, and they'll default on their debts. So this is not good stuff. When we keep hearing that things are going to turn around, I don't know what they're talking about. The problem with the dollar, I mean, the flight to the dollar is probably going to continue. And we've got this enormous public debt with a struggling economy. And, boy, we are really, really hard-pressed to watch our own debt go down with the amount of spending that is being being pushed out there. And it's to me, it's frightening that we have people like Tim Geithner in charge of this all, having a big say on what's happening, just like Ben Bernanke as the Federal Reserve Chairman. I would go along with that as well. We're going to bounce back to a couple of other odds and ends on the day, including the Tim Tebow Super Bowl ad. I watched it. I don't know if you did. We'll talk about it. We'll let you actually hear a snippet of it, and we'll talk about that next, among other things.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you like vitamins, say ilikevitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the Super Bowl, of course, is the ads in between, and it's become such a big deal that people actually watch them. They watch the commercials to see which ones they think are funny. And because I was watching, I saw a lot of the ads. There was a Bud ad where they had a human bridge because the truck got stuck. That was clever. I thought the Charles Barkley ad was pretty good. The Danica Patrick ads were catchy, some of them. And then there was this ad that got a lot of generated a lot of controversy before the Super Bowl. And it's Tim Tebow, the, of course, Heisman winner, the longtime Florida quarterback. And he, the whole idea was, and there were lots of pressure, there's a lot of pressure on CBS not to air the ad. Planned Parenthood even released a preemptive video in response to the commercial and all this other sort of stuff. And the ad in question was about, Tim Tebow's mother. And to set it up for you, the ad was from FocusOnTheFamily.com. But the thing here is Tim Tebow's mom almost aborted him, but didn't. So, this is a pro-life message. This can contain a pro-life message. So here was the ad. This is what it sounded like anyway.
I call it my miracle baby. He almost didn't make it into this world. I can remember so many times when I almost lost him. It was so hard. Well, he's all
worry about me, Mom?
Well, yeah, you're not doing as tough as I am.
All right, so if you didn't understand what it was about, you know, basically she says that he was my miracle baby, and then he tackles her, and it was kind of funny how he hit her, and then, you know, you heard what she said, and he says, thanks, Mom, I love you too, and then it's focused on the family. So for all of the flack and that anticipation, and then they release it, I didn't think it had any overtly pro-life message at all. It was incredibly tame and had no insinuation insinuation there about anything, just saying he was the miracle baby and whatever. And to focus on the family, they did have the web address, and you would go there and you would see. But, you know, much ado about nothing, to be honest. Now, some people would say, well, it's Super Bowl, and, you know, was CBS smart to air the Team Tim Tebow ad? I say, yeah, who cares? I mean, if they wanted to pay the money, CBS only cares about the green, trust me. So they get the green. If they can get it in there, they're going to get it in there unless there's too much of a hubbub over it. And like the rejection of the gay commercials, they didn't want to do that. But in this case and in this ad, like I said, much ado about nothing. If you didn't see it, you would, trust me, you would not, nobody would be offended by this ad. In fact, it would go by the way it went by. I'm sure that there's some people that watched it that had no clue even as to what it was about, and they'd have to go to the website for sure. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, We Can Count. Also, an interesting spoof on Saturday Night Live. You know, now every once in a while I'll go and check out what they have to offer, especially on the political side, because it's good to laugh at some of this political stuff. And there's a pretty good one that we're going to let you hear coming up around the bend. But in the meantime, and I'm going to talk about this all this week, who you would boot from the Obama camp. If you were Obama, you're pulling the trigger on somebody, who do you replace? Who just is not cutting it? And I gave you my examples of who I thought. Tim Geithner, Janet Napolitano, I would definitely put on the list. You can't touch Bernanke now, so it doesn't matter. It's probably a couple of White House staffers, frankly, that I would replace too, because from a political point of view, they are killing this guy when they're all over the place and they're off the message. You don't even know what the message is anymore. One thing is clear. The cameras this time around are going to be invited. How about this? The White House announced that they're going to have this televised health meeting, and that's February 25th. That's that whole idea of reaching across the bipartisan cooperation. So they're going to televise, I guess they're going to televise this healthcare reform meeting with the Republican and Democratic congressional leaders. And they're having these meetings on Tuesdays now down the road with the Republicans are with the president in this idea to somehow pump out a cooperative effort on health insurance reform, because that's what it is. It's health insurance reform. And what Obama's saying, he was in an interview. He did the pregame. And he said he wanted to come back after President's Day and the Congress's recess and have a big meeting and go through systematically all the ideas that are out there and move ahead of it. Just go step by step through a series of issues, come up with some agreements, do it procedurally, boom, and look and do it a lot faster than it took last year. See, right away from the get-go, this is what should have happened in the beginning. But it's about that piece of territory, and it's that non-cooperation between the people on the Hill and, I think, frankly, the administration thinking they could just ram it through that created what became a disaster for them with healthcare reform. They should have done this a long time ago, so suggesting it at the State of the Union address was probably smart. And then all those negative comments about the C-SPAN deal and the fact that, you know, oh, we're totally transparent, and then they didn't have those meetings, some of those closed-door meetings, of course. They weren't on C-SPAN, but since what happened in that Massachusetts Senate race, they're reworking a lot of strategies. And they've been hounded about why they didn't live up to the campaign promise of televising healthcare negotiations on C-SPAN. So they're going to broadcast the half-day meeting at Blair House, And they're going to put it, I would assume it's going to be C-SPAN. And you're going to be able to see it and hear it all. How about that? I'm wondering if a lot of people watch it now we have the date, all that other stuff. Maybe one of the more interesting things you've ever seen on C-SPAN. And actually you'll have Republicans and Democrats there. Can you imagine? So what's interesting is Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, who knows he's hanging on by a thread to his Senate seat, because I can't imagine this guy gets reelected, said in a statement reacting to Obama's call for that bipartisan health insurance reform meeting, he said that, that's what they've been trying to do all along, that's nothing new, that's something that they've been trying to do with the Republicans since they started talking about health care reform. So, you know, and he's backing up the idea that the president is having these meetings, but he says it's just reaffirming our commitment to get the bipartisan solution to health reform. But I think he's trying to cover territory. And we'll see. We'll see how they're going to get this health care reform going. And at first it looked like, you know, the president didn't have much involvement in it. Now it looks like he's going to have a ton of involvement in this whole thing. And if jobs is the number one priority, then the job thing isn't on track either. So you got jobs, and on top of that, you have this call for these meetings and bipartisan cooperation on healthcare reform. I'm taking the bleacher approach. I'll sit in the bleachers and let's see. You know, let's just see what happens. How's that? If this is the last-ditch effort for health, if this is it and this is going to be televised, I'll be there in the cheap seats watching with a critical eye. I'd have a real hard time with this one, though. Now the president is saying he hasn't ruled out New York City, the trial for the 9/11 planner Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others connected to him, because here's the deal. First, they make the big decision. We're going to have this in a U.S. court near Ground Zero with the site of the attack that destroyed the World Trade Center. And, you know, this is part of our system. We should take pride in this, and this is a good decision, and we should handle the suspects this way. And then they say, well, now we're taking a look at some other places. And I'll tell you what, like, even now the senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, one of them anyway, he's saying based on security, logistical, and cost concerns raised by the mayor, the police commissioner, it's not feasible to have the trials in New York. The administration should realize that and move on. Exactly. Why is this even being rehashed again? Does it make any sense? And the answer is no. They're taking into account these objections from all these politicians. They're saying flat out, New York is broke. They cannot pay for this. So who's going to pay for it? Are we going to pay for it now again? We're going to pay for these trials that most of us have no desire to see in the U.S., let alone New York City. Are you kidding me? No way. What a mistake that would be. They just need to make up their mind and then just announce it and leave it at that and forget about the blowback. You're going to have the trials and have them and take the risk, but, man, what a ridiculous risk it would be. It's just not feasible. We knew it the second they said they were going to do it. I mean, I couldn't believe it. The first time I heard it, I was stunned. I was stunned that they were going to even attempt to do that in New York City in the first place. All right, coming up on the flip side, by the way, you can always throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Coming up on the flip side, we can count. Hang with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Of a gallon of regular gasoline in the U.S. fell 5.76 cents over a two-week period to $2.67. I can't remember what I paid the last time. I want to say it was less than that, though. But, you know, the Lumberg thing where they take the averages. And, of course, if you have mid-grade or premium was $2.91. And I love when they tell you the cheapest and the most expensive. Cheyenne, Wyoming had the lowest average price, $2.38 a gallon. For regular Honolulu, the highest at $3.32. It's always higher. California, always higher, too. The price of a gallon of regular gas, $2.94. Fresno had the least expensive in a very expensive state, $2.86 a gallon. San Francisco, the steepest, $2.97. Sense. So how about that? All right, as we continue on, we can count. Man, there's a lot of interesting places to go with this. Also, I love this segment. So much of our lives is really, isn't it? It's about numbers. Here's an interesting number for you. We keep talking about Avatar. It's up for Best Picture along with nine others. Finally, it got knocked off at the box office. There's a movie called Dear John, and it debuted 32.4 million. It's one of those sappy love story chick flick things. And that's a pretty decent haul for them. I think there were, I don't want to say they're unknowns, because the one girl who starred in it is on the HBO hit series Big Love, you know, the one about the polygamist. But Avatar slipped to number two. with a raking in $23.6 million. So the domestic total, though, for Avatar, $630.1 million.
Wow.
Surpassing, I know I've talked about this before, the Titanic, which had the domestic revenue of $600.8 million. Donovan, have you seen Avatar? Do you have any desire to go see that?
I hear it's quite pretty to watch, but that the storyline suffers a bit. I may get around to it. I may not. I'm not going to spend a lot of time crying about it if I don't manage to see it in theaters.
Yeah, they don't need your money. They're already way up over there. Are you kidding? Well, after being pushed to the brink, I did go see Avatar because so many people were pushing me to see it. And I think what Donovan says is actually a pretty good description. It is pretty. I mean, the film itself, the story, I guess if I think about it, the story is kind of sappy, actually. Definitely. You know, then there's this other movie that was out there, too, Edge of Darkness, the Mel Gibson movie. That pulled in $7 million. Be curious to see as that hangs around how well that does, because, of course, Mel Gibson has been persona non grata for a while now in Hollywood, and this is him jumping into the acting thing again, and it's that whole thing's been over years, but maybe it took that long to get the bounce back. I mean, he's been involved with other films, but in front of the camera. Well, truly, when we say we can count, we can count on this being a bad move, I think. But anyway, we're talking about a CEO situation, and Citigroup has hired former Merrill Lynch CEO John Thain as their new chief executive. Boy, these guys just keep getting higher. And from the We Can Count numbers, the 54-year-old replaces the interim CEO. And when we look at the numbers, Thain was the number two guy at Goldman Sachs, the number one guy at NYSE and Merrill Lynch. He was fired by Bank of America, which, of course, picked up Merrill in the midst of the mortgage market financial crisis. And, you know, CIT's not at all concerned about his reputation, you know, at all. They say that he's the one to lead them in the right direction. When the news broke about his $1.2 million office renovation at Merrill, including a $35,000 antique toilet, things really changed for the Harvard executive who just, he attracts controversy. I wonder if they're going to give him the same kind of perks. Renovate the office. $1.2 million. Okay, so in the middle of a financial crisis, no problem. $1.2 million. And you know what? I'm sorry. He did not recognize the troubles that were happening at the investment bank that he ran. Some people say that he saved them from the devastating effects, Merrill, but I don't think so. I think he didn't pay attention. He was too worried about his $35,000 antique toilet to be concerned about the things that really were going on at Merrill. So, wow, could be a big mistake. And also, we can count the first woman is elected president in Costa Rica, Laura Chinchilla. She was a candidate of the National Libertarian Party, and she was elected president. How about that? The center leftist won 47% of the vote, around double the score of her two closest rivals, who conceded, defeat almost right away. Wow. So we move from that to something pretty funny. I happened to catch one of the skits on Saturday Night Live, and it was on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And here's SNL mocking that.
You're watching Fox News. Oh, my God. Look out behind you. And now, here's Greta Van Susteren.
Good evening. I'm Greta Van Susteren. Tonight, our nation at risk. First, we can't stop a man with a bomb in his diaper. Then we try terrorists in civilian courts. And this week, Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced a possible repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Is this horrific decline in national security good for our country? Should homosexuals be allowed to prance around our military like it's Cirque du Soleil? Let's ask our panel. Former Deputy Chief of Staff for President George W. Bush, Karl Rove.
It's great to be here.
The host of War Stories here on Fox News, Colonel Oliver North. Fox News correspondent, an attractive blonde lady.
Hi there, Greta.
And President Obama's press secretary, Robert Gibbs.
Thank you for having me,
Let's
Greta.
Let's start with Colonel North. Colonel, could this don't ask, don't tell hullabaloo have possibly come at a worse time?
Well, no, it couldn't, Greta. Our military has enough to deal with already. We can change our policy after we win our two wars.
And when will that be?
Never.
So I guess Obama is putting politics ahead of national security.
It's the Clintons all over again.
Great point. Attractive blonde lady. Carl, isn't Don't Ask, Don't Tell working just fine?
It's been very effective. Don't Ask, Don't Tell allows members of our military to be gay, but not too gay. So we get the Wills from Will and Grace, but not the Jacks.
The Neil Patrick Harris's, but not the Elton Johns.
So the Ellens, but not the Martina Navratilova's.
Exactly.
Mr. Gibbs, you're surprisingly quiet on the subject.
You haven't asked me any questions.
Karl Rove, a rebuttal.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell has worked for generations. When I was growing up, we didn't know if a person was gay or not, and that was fine. Unless that person was your gym teacher.
It's William Ayers all over again.
Another terrific point, blonde lady. You're on fire. Is America under attack? Let's go to our expert on the subject, Glenn Beck.
Thanks, Greta. You know, I want to tell you all a little story. There was a man.
You gotta love that. Boy, that was a pretty good spot-on imitation of a lot of the characters from Fox, and I think they take it in the right way, too, if they'll play snippets of them on their shows. It was Alexander Hamilton who said, "Why has government been instituted at all? Because the passions of men will not conform to the dictates of reason and justice without constraint."